We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Y98, today's best music with High Hopes from Panic at the Disco. If you follow us on Instagram, Courtney and Co. Y98, you can see Tim Convey in his strong karaoke game.
Thank you, Jen.
But you can also see day four of our 12 Strays of Christmas, Lil Girl. It's Little Girl, but I'm calling her Lil Girl. Second to Baby Girl, Courtney's favorite names.
Baby Girl, one time.
You can see her picture. You can see last week we had Finney and we had Bingo and we also had Carol
the cat.
Carol had a lot of likes, but I don't know if she's found a forever home.
Come on, so
you
people.
Can check them out and bring home a friend. You know Santa wants you to on our Instagram page. And you can also go to y98.com/strays.
Bonafide or bogus?
Bonafide or bogus with me, Radio's Tim Convey. Brought to you by me, Radio's Tim Convey.
Didn't a listener come up to you over the weekend and say she didn't recognize you because you're on the radio, but she said, oh, you're Radio's Tim Convey.
Well, she said, it was kind of weird because we'd said my name. I assume she was at the show and then also over when you're doing karaoke. And Ben and I, after every song, I'd go, Ben Glebe, and he'd say, Tim Convey. And so she had seen this throughout the night and then eventually said, oh, your radio's Tim Convey.
Yes. It's sticking, Tim.
Yeah, she thought I was karaoke's Tim Convey. Came full circle. I also got something in the mail. We'll talk about that tomorrow, but addressed to radio's Tim Convey, which is always exciting. The point is, it's time to play Bonafide or Bogus.
What's our topic today?
This is interesting. 25 years ago today, both Wayne's World 2 and Sister Act 2 both came out.
Ooh. Wow.
And Airplane 2 came out 36 years ago today. So Whoa. Our topic today, movie sequels.
Oh.
You think you can handle it?
I don't know how great I'll do, but go ahead.
I'm going to make a statement. You guys are going to tell me if you think it's bona fide or bogus. Here we go.
I just saw Home Alone, so that don't ask me any Home Alone 2 questions.
Here we go. This is an easy one. The first Star Wars sequel was Return of the Jedi. Bona fide or bogus?
Bogus!
Bogus.
Empire Strikes Back, right?
That's right.
Empire Strikes Back was the first sequel. Return of the Jedi came next. Then the three prequels, followed by the current sequels and standalone films, but I don't need to tell Kevin that.
Nope. You don't.
Bonafide or bogus, The Silence of the Lambs was a sequel.
Yes, Manhunter.
Manhunter
was first.
Yep.
With the guy from CSI.
Bonafide.
That's right.
You guys are right. Yep. Bonafide was a sequel to Manhunter, you're right, which came out in 1986.
Peterson.
Where, William Peterson. He played the FBI guy, and Brian Cox played Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And then they remade that. That's Red Dragon in 2002 with Edward Norton and Anthony Hopkins. Bonafide or bogus, Reginald Vell Johnson played Al Powell in Die Hard, the main cop who helps John McClane from outside the building, but he hasn't appeared in any of the many sequels.
Bonafide.
It's bogus. He was in Die Hard 2. McClane. Yeah.
I knew he was in Die Hard, but I didn't know about any of the sequels.
Either, John Amos, I know he was the bad guy in number two.
At the airport.
John Amos was the bad guy.
He wasn't the main bad guy.
Really? Reginald Vell Johnson is in Die Hard 2. McClane calls him from the airport, and he's at his desk opening a Twinkie.
By the way, we were talking about favorite Christmas movies. We all listed our top three last night, and Ryan was talking about Die Hard, and someone's like, "That's a Christmas movie?" Let's sit down. What else do you not know? they had never heard of it being referred to as a Christmas movie before.
Like all people talk about for the last 5 years.
Years.
Lethal Weapon technically is one too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and the argument that finally convinced me on Die Hard was that if Home Alone is a Christmas movie, then Die Hard is a Christmas movie. You know what I mean? Because they're similar things. You're fighting crime on Christmas.
Eh. Home Alone is totally a Christmas movie.
No, I mean, you're he just talks saying to that, Santa. You're just goes saying to that church.
Because there's kids and children in it.
There's also singing Christmas songs.
They're both defending property from hostile takeovers.
Totally different.
Yeah, no, Home Alone is totally, without question, a Christmas movie. Die Hard is questionable because it's set over Christmas.
It is a Christmas party happening.
Kevin asks, he tells Santa he doesn't want anything except to have his family back for Christmas.
This is all fresh for Jen.
McClane wants too.
Now, he doesn't he say that to Christmas Santa. With his
family. No, but he doesn't say, it's not, no.
He doesn't sit on Santa's lap and say that's all he wants.
But I believe Die Hard is a Christmas movie. I'm fine with it. I don't, never mind.
Up next. Trying to hijack this segment like those terrorists in Die Hard.
This better be a break-in question or I'm out.
Electric Boogaloo. Bonafide.
Bonafide or bogus, Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel, made over $400 million in theaters.
Bonafide.
In theaters, $400 million?
I don't know.
I'm going to say bogus.
Bonafide.
It is bonafide. $220 million in the U.S. plus another $224 million internationally. Yeah. The original made about the same in the U.S. but didn't do well overseas, but overseas they loved the Squeakquel. And finally,
that's a sad state of our world.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh,
you don't
I
like the Squeakquel?
Oh, I don't like the... I think I've turned into my dad. I used to love the Chipmunks as a kid.
Now
but
you
now,
don't?
If my kids want to sit through a movie, it's just brutal.
Really?
Whoa. I never saw them, but I do love the Chipmunks. Finally, Bonafide or Bogus, there's a sequel to A Christmas Story called My Summer Story.
It's got to be true.
There is something, though, but I don't think that's the name of it.
Bogus.
So it's kind of half Bonafide.
I'm going to say Bonafide.
I'm going to say bogus.
It's Bonafide. It came out, in 1994.
Bonafide?
The original title was It Runs in the Family, but they changed it to My Summer Story to associate it with A Christmas Story. Kieran Culkin,
speaking of
Home Alone, plays Ralphie. Charles Grodin and Mary Steenburgen are the parents.
Really?
And it bombed. It cost $15 million to make, and it brought in $71,000 at the box office.
Wow.
Yeah, didn't do so well, My Summer Story. Anyway, that's your Squeakquel Bonafide.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.